This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
All right, let's get into this matter, because FNB brings you hashtag help yourself, a financial education program. FNB is a division of First Rand Bank Limited. Let's speak right now on the fact that South Africans need to find a way of making their money go further, particularly during this festive season. How do we share these key principles to help us manage our money journey? Well, Dashni Naidu joins us now to help us do likewise, the program manager for consumer education at FNB. Dashni, welcome back. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Very good. Welcome to the 1st of December.
Hi, Faith. Yes, and can you believe it? 1st of December.
It's already here, I know.
It's just run past us.
I know, and I mean, it's finally holiday time, and a lot of people, that means they're taking time out to relax and get some much-needed rest or spend time with their friends and loved ones. It often means that you're going to be spending money, whether it's traveling or even going to social events, whether it's exchanging gifts and the like. Any tip for our listeners on how they can go about doing this smartly, especially with we've seen increased interest rates and we've seen a high inflation?
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, we've been talking for a few weeks now about managing costs and budgeting and, you know, just planning better. So I think to start off, you know, planning is key for this holiday period, end of year, you know, that we're going into. So, you know, I think what's important firstly is for people to set a holiday budget, because costs will be higher, right? Because as you said, relaxing, spending time with family, maybe taking a holiday, you know, feasting, exchanging of gifts, all those lovely things are happening over this period. So we're going to be spending more. So we need to then redo the budgets just for this month to determine how much it is we need. Second thing is look for ways to reduce costs as much as possible. Also important, Faith, that we need to manage expectations, right? So what can our families expect of us? And unfortunately, we may need to have some tough conversations about maybe, you know, we're not doing a massive holiday this year. We're going to do a short left instead of, you know, going somewhere fancy, or we're doing a staycation. I don't know what it is. Whatever our families are expecting, we need to manage it if we're not going to be able to meet those expectations. Also important, I think, fourthly, is to use credit responsibly and think about, you know, cost of credit. We talked about that the other day. It's important that we consider credit and how we're using it. And finally, take advantage of any loyalty programs that may, you know, that you may be a member of to cut back, to help you cover some of those costs.
Yeah. You know, as you're mentioning, the different ways that we can reduce expenses, but it's very difficult, especially with the financial pressure on families. So, and again, I go back to Dashni, COVID-19 resulted with a lot of people not being in spaces where they can provide, right? And those that are working usually are having to look after extended family members. So how do we reduce expenses, especially in a time where you're not just looking after the immediate family, you know, where you're looking after cousins and aunties and aunties' children who also want stationery and this next, it's just compound and really compounded in terms of responsibility.
Absolutely. It is compounded. And it's also complex relationships that we have, right? And there's expectations of us that we mentioned. So I think, and you're right, it is difficult to reduce expenses when there are more demands. And this is why the planning and the budgeting is so, so important. And then within each of those budget line items, you know, whether it's taking care of family or buying presents or traveling or preparing meals during, you know, for any festivities that you may be observing during this holiday period, we need to think about how much we can spend on each of those items. So, you know, the overall costs may not be reducing, but we may find creative ways within that budget to save a buck here or there, right? And every savings, every little bit that we can save is important and will go a long way. So, for example, you know, if you're a family that exchanges gifts, how about changing it up this year? And instead of buying gifts for everyone, we do something like Secret Santa. So where, you know, each family member is actually only buying one gift instead of everybody buying for everybody in the festive season. So that's one big way to reduce costs. Also, and, you know, this is sometimes for some families a controversial one, what about sharing costs, you know, on those big days of celebration, you know? So bringing and sharing meals, you know, spread the seven colors among seven family members.
Bring your own beetroot, Dashni. It's bring your own beetroot.
Absolutely, you know. And then also if you're traveling, we need to think about how we can potentially reduce some of our travel costs, right? You've talked about inflation. You've talked about interest rates. Also, fuel is ridiculously expensive. So, you know, if you're traveling on transport, look for deals on bus tickets or flights. Also be a little bit flexible on your travel dates, you know. So someone said to me, if you book on Christmas Day, it's actually cheaper, you know, to fly on Christmas Day. So if that's an option, look at that. Also, if you're traveling by car and, you know, you're on the road this festive season, think about planning your trip so that you can reduce fuel consumption. Also, think about podcast. My mother used to love packing sandwiches as a child when we took trips. Perhaps that's another way to save money so you're not stopping for expensive takeaways along the way. It's just some practical tips to think about. But I think the trick, Faith, is thinking about how we're going to reduce all these costs, right?
Mm.
And planning to do it and making a plan to do it.
On the other side, it's also about the temptation to use money that we may be saving for a rainy day, for future necessities, or even using the credit card. And I know that you've warned us time and time again about the use of credit cards, but sometimes really it just becomes, it's just that thing, you know, it's like the go-to, get out of jail free card. How then do we start becoming, you know, more disciplined? Because I think that January is around the corner, and I always say January is always 6 months long.
Exactly. So I think We cannot say don't ever use credit. We cannot say don't tap into the emergency savings because people are inevitably going to do it. Perhaps the trick is to set a hard limit on the amount that you are willing to spend on that credit card or to tap into that savings that you have, right? It's not ideal. Let me just say I'm not advocating for people to be just swiping wildly or depleting your emergency savings or any savings for that matter. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is if you are desperate and you need to do it, set a limit to how much you're going to do, especially on the credit card, right? Use credit responsibly because remember, you're going to have to pay this back. So you're not just swiping and it's going away, Faith. You're swiping and next month you're going to have to pay for it. Mm. So before you swipe, think about how much you can afford to take on credit so that you can pay it back, you know, in the coming months. And as you mentioned, January as well, right? So when you're thinking about December, please also think about Jan. Don't just think about, you know, the festive season or the holiday period, and just think about also what's coming in January.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on that one. And then in terms of managing our finances this holiday period, any final tips that you may have for us? You know, I feel like we need tips now more than ever, Dashni. This thing of the interest rate and this thing of high costs of living has really freaked a couple of people out. I myself am a little bit, and I'm worried about how do people live? Like, how do people afford certain things, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that the sad thing is people are living beyond their means. And so these practical tips and ways in which we can start to reduce some of our costs of living is important. But people need to do it, right, at the end of the day. Also, I mean, you know, just a final tip is if anyone has loyalty programs, like, you know, lots of banks and stores and have these membership loyalty programs, and if you're earning points along the way, use those points to pay for things like gifts, you know, so you can free up some of that cash and so you don't maybe have to use as much credit. Use the loyalty points instead, and just be really careful, cautious, and as I say, cautious and conscious about spending this festive season.
Cautious and conscious about spending. Definitely much appreciated. I'm hoping that we can make better financial decisions now that it's get December, boss. That we need to be able to be smart.
Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Dashni Nadi, the FNB consumer education and a product manager as well, just giving us how we can make our money go further. Well, hashtag Help Yourself is a financial education program brought to you by FNB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.